Would you like to know more about the heart of Jesus? If so, you've come to the right place. Welcome to the Kingdom Come podcast from the Thames Valley Churches of Christ. For 2 months, we're diving deep into the Sermon on the Mount, the Gospel of Matthew, chapters 5, 6, and 7. And these podcasts are designed to help us take these amazing words of Jesus and apply them to our devotional life. Now, on to today's scripture. Today, Matthew chapter 7, verse 25. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. Yesterday we talked about the kind of rock that his hearers would be thinking about, the rock on which the temple was built. But Jesus says, this is the rock. This is Messiah rock. He contrasts the wise and the foolish builders here. The point is that the wise man, which is a term repeated often in Matthew, it builds to withstand anything. And because we build on Christ, we can withstand anything. They don't simply understand or perhaps just hear the words in their ears, but they practice them. Verse 24, he who hears the words of mine and puts them into practice is like this wise person who built the house on the rock. The storms will come, but the question is, how strong will we be when they come? And how strong we will be when they come is largely dependent on whether our attitude has always been and continues to be, at least by and large, that what we hear we put into practice. Thus, perhaps our devotional thought today is to pray and ask God to give you wisdom and insight as to something you could practice today, something you could put into practice that is a teaching of Jesus. And if you're looking for a suggestion, why not pray through the Beatitudes? I'm doing that every day. I did it this morning. And as I pray through the Beatitudes every day from Matthew 5, verse 3 to verse 10, I seem to find something every day. Something to do with being merciful, something to do with being pure in heart, something to do with being meek, something to do with mourning, something to do with being a peacemaker. Something comes up every day, and I pray, God, make me alert to how I can express one of these Beatitudes today. So it's not just an understanding. It's not just agreement. I agree with them. But it's about helping me to put into practice what I'm learning. That would be a good thing to pray today. Why not pray that and see how it goes? See how God helps you today. We hope you found today's reflection helpful. If you have any questions or suggestions, please contact me on malcolm@malcolmcox.org. Until the next time, let's pray. As Jesus taught us, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Take care. God bless.